Okay.
No, your hands are small. Those are a little bitty.
You just need more room.
Good morning. I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order.
I would just want to grab the card.
We're on day 14 of our hunk of session. It is April 11th, 2018. The time is 10:03 a.m. Congresswoman Whitehorn, pray for us this morning, please.
Father God, we just come before you today, just thanking you and just praising you that you're a mighty God and creator. We just thank you for this time of year that you give to us. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed our Osage people. We thank you that you've looked down upon the people of this this tribe, and that we have just been able to continue through the ages. We thank you for your blessing and your hand on us. Be with us today, Lord, all of us here at the table and in this room as we discuss the business of our nation, Lord. Just guide us and show us the way to better serve our people and make good decisions with them in the front of our mind and how we're going to move forward, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for our elders and our children. Bless them, protect them, keep them. I pray for those who are in mourning and have sickness. Just comfort them as only you can, Lord. Right now, I just lift up the men and women in our military service, wherever they may be in the world, Lord, just bless them. And I pray for the leaders of our nation. Be with them. Be present with them so they make decisions that are good to serve all of the people of the United States. We just thank you again. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Assistant Chief Redcorn will not be with us this morning. He's attending a funeral.
Yes.
Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 10th.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for April 10th is approved. Reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, visitors here in the gallery. Rules and Ethics and Engrossment Committee report, bill number ONCA 17-92, an act to amend the definition of national emergency in the special session law 15 ONC 1-104 and to establish an alternate effective date. It says the sponsor was Joe Tillman, which is not its Congresswoman Goodfox. Final committee action is due passage properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman and Edwards, one absent Hamilton.
Thank you, sir. next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker, and good morning. Good morning, everyone, all members of Congress and those in attendance. Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered Bill Number ONCA 1817, an act to authorize victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking to have confidential addresses acknowledged and utilized by the Osage Nation so they can still receive services and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Goodfox, Maker, and Norris. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 1818, an act to amend the criminal code to strengthen the language and increase penalties for violence and domestic violence crimes authorized by the Violence Against Women Act and the Indian Civil Rights Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Goodfox, Maker, and Norris. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 1819, an act to amend the criminal code to require that indigent criminal defendants be afforded effective counsel, to afford effective counsel to indigent defendants by the Osage Nation, to establish special domestic violence criminal jurisdiction over non-Indian defendants, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Goodfox, Maker, and Norris.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Supernall.
RJ, did you discuss how much that was going to cost?
Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday. Considered ONCA 1805, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,110,000 to the Osage Nation Injury Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor of that bill was Otto Hamilton. And the result, final committee action was a no recommendation. The vote was yes, Pratt, Whitehorn, Maker, and Hamilton. There's one absent, Supernorm. I think I was here.
Well, I'll have the clerk change that. Thank you. Briefly, I'd like to possibly return to select committees. I'd like to speak with the new Congresswoman Whitehorn on the Appropriations Committee. When you read your report out yesterday, I was thinking the motion that was originally made on April 3rd to commit legislation, that was an act of the body, the entire body, or a motion, and then when it went to committee, the committee reported that to recommend that the bills go ahead. Move not the rest of the general fund appropriations not go. So when you made that report, the body did not adopt that. So would you like to move to do that at this time, or if you want to discuss the report again, and move to do that now, or
can we hold till motions and notices to do that?
Yeah, that's what I would
get a motion drafted up.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you wanted to discuss the report again, but I think everyone has a copy, so okay.
And
next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 1824, an act to amend the Anti-Alienation Act at 25 ONC Section 2-103 to allow properties in an AHASDA homeownership program and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1824 is assigned to government operations. We're now on general order day two.
Morning again, members of Congress. I'm reading ONCA 1809, an act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Willow Tree Residential Treatment Centers in the amount of $281,781 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Norris.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, those of the Osage Nation. Reading in ONCR 18-07, a resolution to approve a memorandum of understanding between the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Osage Nation.
Thank you, Congressman.
We're now on General Order Day 3, where amendments are voted on in the order they are received. ONCA 1766, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to increase the maximum for research and writing to $24,000 to appropriately compensate the associate trial judges and to establish an alternate effective date. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, this was my motion, and I actually was proposing that we include an expense allowance for the members of Congress to specifically cover what's now being pulled out of our budgeted funds for travel. It's my belief that the Constitution states that we can have salary and expense allowance, and I think that expense allowance would cover travel since we aren't full-time employees, and I'm not sure we are properly tapping into those funds. But the motion had included a travel allowance. The next motion that didn't get a second had included a travel allowance for the speaker and second speaker. So since it didn't get a second, but the one for the members got a second, we have an equity. So there is another bill that actually speaks to the compensation of all the judges, the elected officials, the chief, the assistant principal chief, the members of Congress for next session or next term. And so I would like for us to consider that in committee in that bill rather than here. So without objection, I'm withdrawing that amendment.
Without objection, the amendment has been withdrawn. Okay, we are now on third reading. ONCA 1792, an act to amend the definition of national emergency in the special session law 15 ONC section 1104 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
So I believe the need for this amendment arose out of the fact that we had to have an emergency special session last summer because one of our fund balances had gotten below that which was necessary to pay out our obligations. For me, I don't think we should ever get to the point where we have to call an emergency special session within 5 days' time because we've got that kind of crisis in our government. I think it speaks to the lack of diligence in keeping track of our finances to reach a point where you have to have an emergency meeting. I mean, it came as a shock and it also came as a big disappointment. But be that as it may, I see that this names a waiver for calling a special session to replenish three specific funds. And I guess I would state that my preference would have been that we not name those three specific funds, and yet we make it for all our direct assistance funds, because even today, right now, we have a situation where one of our funds, that's the direct assistance fund, does not have sufficient funds in it to cover some meetings that have taken place and are coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we have another situation where our funds are insufficient to cover what we've promised to our people in the way of direct assistance. Be that as it may, I will vote for this with the hope that this doesn't happen again. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, those in attendance. We have three direct assistance that impact all Osage tribal members wherever they may be, and that's scholarships, burial assistance, and the health benefit card. And I don't know that, I think that if the crisis could have been avoided, and obviously it wasn't intentional, but my concern came from the families that had lost loved ones and them not being able to tap into the burial assistance. I didn't want a family that was in mourning to have to worry about whether or not they were going to receive money for burial assistance. I didn't want them to have to take on that worry. And at the time that we went into special session, we weren't able to go into emergency special session to appropriate the money. We had to wait so many days. And this piece of legislation will, hopefully we don't have to use it for emergency special session, but in the event that anything happens again, we will be able to go into emergency special session, and we don't have to have those families worry about whether or not the nation is going to be able to help them. So I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 1792 pass? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supermont.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Okay, ONCA 1792 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1792 will advance to enrollment. There are now motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
I would like to move to go into a brief, and that means like 10 minutes, executive session in a committee of the whole in executive session for the purpose of the chair of the Commerce Committee reporting on the remarks of the principal chief yesterday in Commerce, which I believe was after it was in Commerce, but after the time for the meeting had expired. So some of us didn't get to hear those comments, so that's my motion. That's the purpose.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to enter into committee of the whole executive session for the purpose of discussing Commerce Committee meeting and confidential and proprietary matters.
Second.
Specifically the remarks of the principal chief.
Becky, can you hear me?
What?
Okay. Did you hear what I said? Okay.
Did you hear
Discussion? Okay. Yeah, we were here till 8 o'clock last night. No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I just think it would be better if we all were on the same page about what was said, rather than piecemeal trying to find out what happened. So I'm just asking the chair to give us a report.
Okay, Congressman Supernaw.
I there were some things happened and things were said that I think we might want to expand that to get an opinion of the Congress as to whether or not we want to support the direction that the chief wants to go.
Okay, so we're in discussion of whether or not we're going into executive session committee of the whole.
I amend my motion to include those items.
She's adding.
I did.
Okay.
It's been added. So all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are now in committee of the whole executive session. We need a few minutes to get set. The clerk will show the guests where you will be seated in the meantime. Thank you.
Keep dressing, Angela.
Thank you.